Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC Comics pulls Batman Day sampler. Marvel's Age of Revelation ends early. Diamond beats Sparkle Pop. This is Comic Book Club News for September 15, 2025. The fallout from the sudden cancellation of DC Comics' Red Hood continues, as the publisher is now pulling an upcoming Batman Day sampler as well. As reported by Bleeding Cool, the annual celebration of the first publication of Batman is being held on September 20, and was supposed to include the free-for-fans, but not comic book shops, Batman Gotham sampler. The preview issue included excerpts from the new Batman No. 1, Red Hood No. 1, and more. However, DC, in a note to retailers, is instead requesting that, quote, retailers do not hand out the Batman Gotham sampler on Batman Day 2025. Instead, DC will credit retailers for all invoiced copies, and all reorders have been canceled as well. If you missed the initial story, the extremely short version here is that Red Hood was canceled on Wednesday, September 10, after writer Gretchen Felker Martin made comments online about the death of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. A feature in the Comics Journal, which included an interview with Felker Martin, clarified what Comic Book Club had heard, that the cancellation was due to multiple violations of DC's social media policy, with the Kirk post being the last straw. Felker Martin, for her part, blamed the post on, quote, poor impulse control, but, quote, had no regrets. DC earlier requested that Red Hood No. 1 no longer be sold, canceled orders for upcoming issues, and the initial issue has been pulled from digital retailers as well. Marvel's X-Men-focused Age of Revelation event is ending earlier than expected. While Marvel didn't announce anything in particular in advance about when Age of Revelation would end, and editor Tom Brevoort has been pretty cagey about how long the event would run in interviews, an interview with X-Men writer Gail Simone pegged the Age of Apocalypse homage as running 5 months through next February. Well, it'll actually run 3 months and end on December 31st with the one-shot X-Men Age of Revelation finale number one. So what happened here? Did Marvel abruptly change course from 5 months to 3 months? Is this the end of the X-Men? No. Instead, alongside the December solicits for the X-Men titles, Marvel teases that after Age of Revelation is done, shocker of shockers, there will be fallout throughout the line. Specifically, once the titles return to the present, Age of Revelation is set 10 years in the future of the current Marvel Universe, there will be, quote, exciting new solo titles, returning X-Men titles, and more. While the main event and the line being supplanted will last 3 months, it's likely, per the previous report, that we'll get a month or two of Age of Revelation aftermath or whatever in January and February. We'll hear more during next month's New York Comic Con. Forget this week's Marvel vs. DC crossover. The only titanic clash of titans we care about is the zombie remains of Diamond Comics Distributors vs. Sparkle Pop, the new owners of Diamond. And this past week, the old Diamond successfully sued the new Diamond. Specifically, per the beat, Diamond successfully stopped Sparkle Pop from selling consignment inventory, which means comics and graphic novels held over from publishers. However, the court seems to be holding the money Sparkle Pop made from selling said inventory, which amounts to approximately approximately $1.4 million. While that fight seems to have ended in a bit of a weird stalemate, the bigger fight is coming on September 30, when individual publishers will each go up against Old Diamond, DCKO style, to determine whether they can get their inventory back, or Diamond can go ahead and sell it and keep the money. More on this as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And look, as long as we find out Revelation's age, I'll be happy. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.